りつける重たい定めの石にまるで押しつぶされて、どこにも逃げられない、ひたすらあがきながら、だけど諦めない。がれきの Fighting God 自分の道を信じたものだけがいつか輝ける、命の限り神にも逆らい戦い続ける、不屈の魂たちよ Fighting God。
Ever hear the concept of sharing with your teammates? Quit being stingy!
Why don't you quit being a dick? I bought them with my money, so they're going to my
belly. Give it a rest, Narancha.
Greedy bastard.
Left, so you're so sucking up a deal.
I can feel the brooch descending from the top of the tower. What's happening? He's heading down to the crypt to escape from the other side. I get it now. Bucciarati must have fastened the brooch to the boss.
Giorno, sorry to bother you, but could you pass me the water? I'm feeling parched. But remember, we must tread carefully. We have very strict orders to remain right here on the boat and to stay off the island, no matter what the reason.
Right.
Ah!
Huh? Wait, what?
You just couldn't help yourself, could you? Give it back before I starve!
Hey, what's with all that sticky goop on your face?
What?
As if playing stupid is gonna fool anyone. When'd you have a chance to stuff your face? There was no time.
Huh?
By the way, did I thank you? You know, for the bottle of water. It's refreshing.
What?
Something bizarre is going on.I don't know what's going on here, but I've got a bad feeling.
Hey, idiot! What part of our order to not disembark was confusing to... you?
Huh?
We are in deep trouble. The world, it's not working the way it should. Merida! Bucciarati!
What the hell? Giorno!
That you?
Bucciarati. Yeah, it's me. Don't worry, I'm already tracking him.The brooch tells me his exact location. The bastard is ours. He's currently at the bottom of the stairway to the crypt. No, wait! Now he's by the pillar 2 meters off the stairs! Don't engage him, Bucciarati! I don't know what, but something's wrong!
Bucciarati, your mission as protector has been terminated, and your life shall promptly follow it. Cunning little, you're trying to pin down my arm.
Superman!
But Emperor Crimson has seen through you! It's peered through time to trace your trajectory.The trajectory of your future self! When Emperor Crimson wields its extraordinary power, time as we know it flits away, and all memories formed therein completely cease to exist. Clouds are torn asunder and know not why. The flickering flame is blotted away without any consciousness of its demise. All that remains are consequences.The omnipotence of my time-obliterating powers renders all action futile.
Only I have the ability to respond to these actions. I can foretell the exact flavor of your intentions. Now feel the power of Emperor Crimson! Of life as the strong struggle to survive. One succeeds while the other fails. But with my power, one can gaze upon life's pitfalls in all their glory. Sidestepping them becomes but a chore, and life becomes a succession of triumphs. A state of personal perfection. And truly, how could it not? Having now met you in the flesh, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are indeed connected by blood. I feel it in my very bones. You, child, are my daughter. Unfortunately for you, as long as you continue to draw breath, you'll also feel the blood connection the two of us share. Trish! I shall obliterate any peril that stands in my way! I will sever our familial bond as we speak!
No, Trish!
What is happening?!
It's Giorno. That power is courtesy of Golden Wind. He implanted the brooch with cells from the turtle, giving them new life. That's how he was able to replicate the turtle's stand. Since we were interrupted, he sensed danger and activated his ability. That man never ceases to stoke the courage within my heart. I was certain this was the end, but not yet. I still have a little bit of fight left in me. If you think my mission's done, boss, you're wrong. Our future awaits us. As for Trish, she will be protected under my mandate! So, he has the power to anticipate all of my attacks and dodge them before I've even realized it. Damn it! The bastard's practically invincible. However! There is a limit. He can only read his opponent's movements in short bursts. What a transient trick. He can cheat time for 5 to 10 seconds. Distance. I need to create more distance between us. Enough that the boss can't capture Trish. Come on, Bruno. Move! Jono's given you an opportunity. I just need to get us out of this basement!
Seems there's another traitor in our midst. My guess would be the neophyte. Assuming my sources are correct, his name is Giorno Giovanna. So he had every intention of betraying me from the very beginning, did he? Charming that you think distance will aid your escape. Stopping you is as easy as exiting the turtle before you act. You are utterly pathetic. Bucciarati, is it inner strength that allows you to continue to move? Just rest your weary head. You'll never reach the first floor, but you'll be assured a painless end. And Trish will finally meet her maker! Now remain still, Bucciarati!
I've been given a golden chance! Do you think I'd waste it? While you were bragging about reading my movements, I took the liberty of reading yours! I knew you wouldn't just disappear into the sewers! Not before trying to escape with your powers! Do it! Superman!
Emperor Crimson! That was quite the close call. But this is the world of Emperor Crimson. In this domain, your efforts are forever in vain! This is your end! Perish!
My target wasn't you in the first place!
It was this pillar! Quickly, Zipper! Close!
What?
I was right. One might call your power invincible. But that same ability also has its limitations. You're not seeing into the future. Not truly, anyway. I challenge you to predict what my next move is going to be. It's really anyone's guess what the next few seconds will hold. I invite you to face the future head on, as you're greeted by the sight of me. While on the ground floor.
Buccinati! Trish!
This wound. What happened down in the crypt? The boss. He's got to be here, somewhere close by. I don't know what went down, but one thing's for sure. The boss won't tolerate any act of defiance. It can't be. No! Buccinati! It's gone. His pulse is gone. I made the new part. He should be breathing. Buccinati, breathe!
So this is the Giorno Giovanna. Interesting. He intended to use his power to give Buccinati another chance at life. How sad. It was such a valiant effort.
Impossible! The replacement should have worked! Why the hell doesn't he have a pulse?
Giorno, it's me. Call Abacchio and the others. You have to escape now.
That voice.
I said call Abacchio and the others. Get out of here! Leave the tower! Now!
Buccinati! Grazie a Dio! You're okay!
Forget me! Call the others!
But I...
For the time being, the boss's identity will have to remain a mystery. We have to escape! Our lead won't last!
You're within range. Let's begin!
I'll explain everything later! We need to hurry, Giorno!
Cold and wind!
Giorno's over there!
Giorno! Get your ass back here! How do you think the boss is gonna react when he hears you refuse to stay in the boat?
Buccinati's here too!
What the heck happened to you? You look awful!
And why is Trish knocked out in your arms?
Buccinati, what's going on?
I'll explain later. Getting out of this building comes first.
I salute you, Buccinati. Truly, you are a man of unerring judgment. I may have the power to obliterate time at my fingertips, but facing six stand users would inevitably reveal my identity. Now is not the time. You are fortunate to survive Emperor Crimson, but know your fortuitousness will be short-lived. I swear, you shall die here. Venezia will be your watery grave.
I figured out his twisted method. I now know how he foments fear and clings to power. We can't defeat the boss. Not just yet. His identity. Assuming he has any weaknesses. We'll need to unveil his flaws before trying to take him.
What is this, Buccinati? We deserve some answers, so you better start talking.
You're right. I'll cut to the chase. I can't go into detail, but the fact is, we're in terrible danger. I've brought Trish back to us, to save her, and I've committed to betraying the boss. Unfortunately, my friends, this is where we part ways. If you choose to join me, you'd also be choosing life on the run.
What are you saying?
Yeah, you're not making any sense. I don't think I heard you right.
Yes, you did. He said he's betraying the boss, our boss. But why?
For your safety, let's end the conversation here.
All I can say is this is my choice.
No, I really think you should elaborate. Some of them might want to join us if they hear you out. And besides, we'll need help.
You're a piece of work, Giorno, you know that? First you storm the tower, like you own the place, and now you...
Uchirachi!
Hey, what's the matter? How can I help you?
Don't worry about me, I'm fine. The blood loss made me a little dizzy, that's all.
It doesn't make sense. I replaced the wound with healthy tissue and replenished his blood. What could I have missed?
I'm just fatigued from this whole ordeal.
Why didn't he feel that? And for that matter, why isn't he bleeding? What's going on?
Excuse me.
You had me worried there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Please, don't go. Don't do this.
Uchirachi, at the very least, we deserve an explanation.
Fine. The boss only had us protect his daughter so that he'd be assured he could kill her himself. Due to their connection, she has insight into his identity. Once I learned the truth, I knew he couldn't be forgiven. And I couldn't stand before you and ignore his vile depravity. I had to betray him.
I don't believe this.
Have you lost it, Bucciarati?
I didn't think I'd ever have to remind you of this. But you know what the boss does to traitors. He punishes all who cross him without exception. In fact, for all our group knows, his guards could have this place on lockdown.
Yes, which is why I'm going to need your help. If you choose to join in this operation, then descend the stairs and get on the boat. Let me be clear, this is not an order, but an invitation. This decision is entirely yours to make. I understand what I'm getting myself into, and you're under no obligation to follow me. Believe me, I realize how all this must seem to you. But the actions I take are righteous and just. I've no regrets. Though our world is unjust, I will strive to walk the path I believe in. Our retreat today isn't a defeat. Once we find his weakness, I'll bring down the boss. He will be toppled.
I believe you're trying to do good, Bucciarati. That said, I have to speak my truth, too. It hurts to say, but no one is coming with you. I'm surprised you're being so sentimental. I owe you my life, but I can't be a part of this. You've lost touch with reality. Lofty ideals alone won't get you through this difficult life. We could never survive without the Familia.
You should listen to him. You've basically put the gun in your own damn mouth. There's nowhere you can hide now. You'll have to live life always on the run. Remember, I pledged my loyalties to the Familia at large. And it's not like I ever swore any allegiance to you. But even so, I've never had a place to really call home. A place where I really felt like I belonged, you know? The only time I've felt at ease is... well, when I'm with you, Bucciarati.
Abakio.
What? You can't! Abakio!
Well, considering my skills, if we get rid of the boss, I'll be next in line to be Cabo. Listen, Bucciarati's as smart as they come. No way in hell he'd take on an opponent he couldn't beat. We're gonna be rolling in sweet lira, amico mio.
Mister! Not you too!
So, Fugo, what's it gonna be? You coming with?
You're crazy! You've all lost your minds! We'd be completely isolated! Where could we possibly run? We wouldn't even make it out of the city alive!
Narancia, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Please, tell me! What now, Bucciarati? Help me! What should I do? Do you think I should go with you guys?
Are you scared?
I am. I'm honestly scared out of my mind. I need an order. Give me an order. Please just tell me to get my ass in gear like you always do. Give me an order and I won't be afraid anymore.
I will not. I can't decide your fate for you. The choice must be yours. Though we walk this world together, your path belongs to you.
But what does all that even mean? Damn it, what am I supposed to do?
Listen, a word of caution. Stay here, Narancha. This is not your fight.
Then, you're serious? You'll end up 6 feet under. I get what you're doing, but there's some things in this world you just can't change. Being mafiosi means we can't always take the high ground. How's this mission different from any of the other dirty ones?
I can't answer that. I just know I refuse to live a lie.
Let's be off! Our departure will mark the beginning of our lives as traitors to the Mafia!
Come on, guys! Think about what you're doing here! We just met this girl! Why throw your lives away for someone you know nothing about? She won't even tell us what kind of music she likes!
She was betrayed by the one she thought she could trust the most. I know how she feels. I know that pain. My own father. The people I thought were my friends. They abandoned me.
Idiots.
We're the same.
The boss may be horrible,
we've both been through hell.
With us.
The world's kicked both of us around. And so, I have to...
Jonah, the turtle, please. Trish can hide inside.
Got it. You should really... take a look behind you.
Don't shut up, Dee! I'm going with you! I'm right here! Don't leave me! Please don't tell me to stay behind! Trish and I are the same! Her wounds are my wounds! Her pain is my pain!
Narancha, you're turning too. You fool! You're going to be killed! I just can't be a part of this ridiculous game of betrayal. I won't be a martyr. I refuse.
You sure took your sweet-ass time getting here, buddy.
You better not bitch and moan the whole time. You got it?
Narancha, you'll forever have my respect for doing this.
So, Fugo stayed behind after all.
Well, that was his decision to make.
Bucciarati, I want to protect Trish with everything I've got. I swear to defeat the boss with you.
Sounds good.
Squalo, looks like we've got ourselves some traitors in Venezia. Their names? Bruno Bucciarati and Giorno Giovanna. Capture them dead or alive. These are the boss's direct orders.
The rain's down.